In the bathroom, Emma Morley wiped the crescents of toothpaste from the corner of her mouth and wondered if this was all a terrible mistake. Here she was, after 4 romantically barren years, finally, finally in bed with someone she really liked. Had liked since she'd first seen him at a party in 1984, and in just a few hours, he'd be gone. Forever, probably. He was hardly likely to ask her to go to China with him, and besides, she was boycotting China. And he was all right, wasn't he? Dexter Mayhew. In truth, she suspected he wasn't all that bright, and a little too pleased with himself. But he was popular, and funny, and, no point in fighting it, very handsome. My heart fluttered absurdly and my cheeks were burning. What fun it was! What mad, ridiculous, childish fun! I picked up my skirt in my hands. Then the sound of the drum echoed in the great hall, startling me for a moment. "Miss Caroline de Winter," announced the drummer. I came forward to the head of the stairs and stood there, smiling, my hat in my hand, like the girl in the picture. I waited for the clapping and laughter that would follow as I walked slowly down the stairs. Nobody clapped. Nobody moved.
"My name is Harriet Manners, and I'm a geek. I know I'm a geek because I've just looked it up in the Oxford English Dictionary. I drew a little tick next to all the symptoms I recognise, and I appear to have them all. Which, and I should be perfectly honest here, hasn't come as an enormous surprise. The fact that I have an Oxford English Dictionary on my bedside table should have been one clue. That I keep a Natural History Museum pencil and ruler next to it so that I can neatly underline interesting entries should have been another. Then we introduced ourselves. Name, age, diagnosis, and how we're doing today. I'm Hazel, I'd say, when they'd get to me. 16, thyroid originally, but with an impressive and long-settled satellite colony in my lungs. And I'm doing okay. Once we got around the circle, Patrick always asked if anyone wanted to share. And then began the circle jerk of support. Everyone talking about fighting and battling and winning and shrinking and scanning. To be fair to Patrick, he did let us talk about dying too, but most of them weren't dying. Most of them would live into adulthood, as Patrick had.